You won't believe what just hit the wires on Hyperliquid. There is a massive short position floating around.
I saw the alert. It's a whale moving approximately $38 million against Bitcoin and several altcoins.
That is a serious commitment to a bearish outlook. It has traders asking the same question, is the market about to crash?
But we need to look at the mechanics first. In trading, a short position involves betting that an asset's price will decrease.
So they're saying Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies will lose value in the near future.
Exactly. Profit is realized if the price drops, while a rally results in potential losses.
And $38 million isn't a small bet for a crypto whale. The scale of this position is the critical factor.
While high net worth individuals frequently trade millions, the concentration of this amount in a single short strategy suggests a high confidence play on market direction.
And they're using Hyperliquid's specific capabilities, including its order book trading and speed, which facilitate sophisticated strategies often invisible on slower centralized exchanges.
Correct. But here is the critical question. Does this whale move predict a market crash?
Market psychology often relies on whale actions as indicators. However, relying solely on this logic is dangerous.
Whales typically move to minimize their own risk exposure rather than to manipulate the market.
I didn't think of that. So it might not be an attack. There are two primary explanations for this position.
First, it could serve as a hedge against a portfolio, holding long positions in other assets.
Oh, like a safety net for their other investments. If the whale holds a massive amount of Bitcoin in cold storage, they might open a short position on the spot market to protect against a sudden downturn.
This is known as a neutral strategy.
That's a relief. So it's not always a signal for a crash. But the impact on altcoins is also significant.
The whale has shorted several altcoins alongside Bitcoin. Altcoins are generally more volatile than Bitcoin.
So a short position on a smaller altcoin can have a much larger percentage impact on its price compared to Bitcoin.
If the whale's thesis proves correct and the broader market enters a correction, these altcoins could experience sharper declines.
But will they all drop together?
Correlation is not perfection. Not every altcoin will react identically to a move in Bitcoin.
So we have to look at the wider picture. Crypto markets are heavily influenced by macroeconomic factors, regulatory news, and technological developments.
A whale's short position might be a reaction to specific news, such as a regulatory crackdown or a macroeconomic indicator suggesting a recession.
That makes sense. Furthermore, the presence of such a large short on Hyperliquid suggests the trader believes the current valuation of these assets is inflated.
If the market is in a bubble, smart money often positions itself to profit from the pop.
But what if the market is fundamentally strong?
Then such a large short might get squeezed if the price moves up too quickly, leading to a cascade of buying that could push prices higher.
That would send prices even higher. In conclusion, the news of a Hyperliquid whale holding a $38 million short position against Bitcoin is a notable development, but it should not be viewed as a crystal ball.
In the decentralized finance world, information is often available to many participants simultaneously. While this indicates a bearish sentiment from a sophisticated player, market outcomes depend on a complex interplay of liquidity, leverage, and external factors.
So for us investors, the takeaway is to treat whale movements as one of many data points.
It is crucial to analyze the context of these trades rather than reacting impulsively.
Whether this position signals a downturn or is simply a defensive measure remains to be seen. But observing how the market reacts to this level of capital will provide valuable insights into the current health of the cryptocurrency ecosystem.